Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marani Mimarazi Shehichu. Benishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. It's based on the Torah Rabbeinu Rabbeinu the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. In the Pachat Yitzchak, in Pesach, Maimer Nandalet Os Gimel, and Maimer Ches Os Beis, he writes that Ovdei Hashem in their neshama feel, taste, in the Isurim of Shabbos, the time of Ahava, Isurim is Yira. But when it comes to Shabbos, they taste in the Isurim, which are Bechinas Yira, they taste Ahava. And in the mitzvahs of Shabbos, in the positive commandments of Shabbos, which is Ahava, they also taste the Yira. That's the Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad. So we want to know what the Befoal Mamish of this Ti'imas kum va'aseh b'tenuas ha'prishu shalot ha'aseh v'chein lehefech. Ayein b'ma'amari pachat yitzhak b'sukkos ma'im b'lamed hei. So we want to understand what the befoil mamish of tasting the los ha'aseh and the aseh and tasting the aseh and the los ha'aseh. In the Kriya of Shabbos Chol HaMoed, both on Pesach and Sukkos, to the parish of Re'ato Meri Lai, Rashi explains that the reason is because Yesham mitzvahs and Shabbos for a galim, chol shamoid, chsibas chagamatzis tishmor, mekan lamad the wisdom malachas chol shamoid. So the reason you read the parish of Re'ato Meri Lai, Shmos 33:12, Rashi explains in Megillah 31a that you have the mitzvah of Shabbos and regalim and chol shamoid. And therefore you read it on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, both on Pesach and Sukkos. The question is, why do we start with the parasha that includes the Yud Gimel Midas? That's not explained in Rashi. The pasuk next to the pasuk of Eschag HaMatzis Tishmor is Elokei Masecha Lo Sase Elecha. From this smichus, Chazal Darsh in Pesachim 118a, that if you're Mevaza the Moyados, it's like you're Oved Avodah Zarah. Rashi explains, what's Mevaza HaMoyados? You do Malach on Chol HaMoed. So what does this inyan of doing malach and chol hamoed have to do with this? Right, because that we see the smichus. Eschag HaMatzis Tishmor, which is talking about malach and chol hamoed, that's connected to Elohim Masecha Lo Sase Elecha, which is Avodah Zarah. So if you're Mevaz of the Mod, present Mevaz of the Modos, it's like it's over Avodah Zarah. But why is this, why does this have to be taught to us in this parasha? Ma inyan ze b'soich hemshech parasha zu. That why is it that it's in the parish of not making avodah zarah, they have to teach you the union of modos, not being mevaz of the modos. So we have first in the Shmos Lamed Gimel, we have the union of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Hashem, and he wants to see God's glory, and that's again after the Chedah Egel. And then we have the next parak, it says, P'sal lecha shnei luchos, bring me the luchos and come up, and Shem's going to write to him the Seres HaDibros. And then we have the Yud Gimel Midas, Moshe Rabbeinu bows down. And then we have the Inyan of the Moadim. Don't serve Avodah Zarah. And then Eschag HaMatzis Tishmor. Don't be mevaz of the Moados. So how does that find its way in here, the Moados? So that's what we're going to see, Amir Tashem. This Kriya also includes Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, like we said, Psalach HaShnei Luchos Avanim. Rashi says, Haro Machzav Samperinon. He showed him this good stone called Samperinon. Mitoch Olo, from his tent. And he says, you get the psolas. You get, after you carve out the luchos, you get the leftovers. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu became rich. So why does Rashi say Mitoch Olo, from your tent? Why is it important? It's Mitoch Olo, from within his tent. In the Binyan HaMishkan, Moshe is the mitzvah, but the asiyah was by others. Chazal say in Shmos Rabbah that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Anesiyas HaMishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he's going to be the one doing it. And then Hashem says to him, no, Rei Karasi B'Shem B'Tzalah. B'Tzalah is the one doing it. It's not the covet of the king to do Malacha, and Moshe is a Din king, he's a Din Melech. So we have the question, how is he commanded Psalacha that he himself is going to do it? Ech nitztaveh psalacha that he's going to do it. It's Bezalel who's supposed to do it. So why dafka the, since it's not the covet of a king that he should do malacha, so why is he have the commandment of psalacha shnei luchos havanim? So derech hapshat, we can say that when a person's mismana parnas al tzibur, the Gemara says in Kedushin daf ayin, he's not allowed to do malacha in front of three people. So that's why it says misoch olo, do it privately. So that's bipshuto kavanas Rashi, why it's misoch olo. So nobody should see you. Nobody should see that you're doing malacha. However, ba'oimeke inyan, it would seem that there's a special kavana here when Rashi says he showed him machzav sanpirinon misoch olo. He showed him this stone of sanpirinon inside of his tent. On the luchos it says haluchos maisa elokim. They are an act of Hashem. Rashi explains kemashmo chavado asan. On one hand, you can say that he was the one who made the luchos, he wrote the luchos, or you can say that it's like a person said, you can say that like a person says, and this was talking about the first luchos, so it was even the luchos themselves were from Hashem. So the other pshat is like a person's friend that kol asak of shel ploni b'malacha plonis. All of the actions of ploni is in malacha plonis, is in a certain malacha. So too, when it says luchos ma'ase elokim, what it means is that's his esek. His whole esek is Torah. His shashua, God's pleasure, is in Torah. Kibiyachol. So it would appear that there's one common denominator between these two Perushim, and that is the Torah is a Bechin of Lilmod, and there's a Bechin of Lassus after the Limud. Lilmod v'Lassus, but there's also a Bechina that precedes these two, and that is that the Torah says, Ve'yashashuim yom yom, it's God's pleasure. It's even before the creation of the world. Mishlei lefnei gvos cholalti, it precedes the world, even before Briyas Olam. The Torah was the Shashua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kod Melol Psachim Nandalet. Rashi brings me, Mino Eish Das Lamo, Shaisa Ksuva Me'oz Lefanav Nasan Lahem Beluchos Ksav Yad Yiminai. That it was already written from before. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, it was ready from before the world, they were Luchos. It was already Torah. It was already written. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him in the Luchos Ksav Yad Yemino, his right hand writing. So this Bechina of preceding the world, there's no Asiya, because there's no world. So the Luchos weren't given Bechinas Lomod before. The Luchos were given Bechinas Sharish HaTorah. To the Lomod Velasis that's going to come after. The after is going to have the Lomod Velasis. When the Torah was given, it was also given in a bechina of preceding the world. Also, the makom they were given, they were placed in the Kodesh Kedoshim where people can't go. So that's the shashuim shelifnei olam, that we don't have shaychus to this. This precedes the world, and the Torah was given on that level also. So when you learn bechinas shash bedagas shashuim, this is a chiza b'torah shekod melayla. Because the Bechin of Shashuim is not a preparing for a purpose, but rather the purpose is Minei Ubei, like the famous letter of Reino de Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, in Negros Uksavim, the second letter. It's a beautiful letter there. He talks about the Torah as just, why does a child play? You ask him why he's playing. He's playing to play. Why do we learn Torah? The Havdil? To learn Torah, Shashuim. Not for any purpose. Limud va'asi ashluvim va'achudim hem yachad. Ha'toyra ma'aseyu achas hem. Kol ikar inyano ha'esek shelo hu b'toyra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says in Rashi, kol asokov shel ploni b'melech ha'plonis, kol shashuv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toyra. That's his shashua. That's his pleasure. And that's what Rashi means in the first parish. Shu b'chavoto son, he made them with his honor. He himself made them. That's when he's levado, before the world. So this is the bechin of the Torah of before the world. And therefore it's Hashem's shashua, it's his pleasure. It's not just in order to do. But the etzem limud is a shashua. The very limud is a pleasure. That's the luchos that Hashem gave to Moshe. The luchos are called luchos abris. So here's an expression of the chadhu of kodesh Baruch Hu v'oraisa. These are tablets of the covenant. So that's the chadhu, that's the unity of God and his Torah, the covenant. Kodesh Baruch Hu, his whole esek is v'oraisa. And the bris with Am Yisrael, who are the Makablei HaTorah, and in their tfisa, in their hasaga, the Torah is revealed. So that's the tremendous chashivas of Torah. Chadu, it's one with God, like the Zohar tells us. And that's Hashem's Esek, and he makes a bris with us. We're Makabal the Torah, and the Torah is explained, the Torah is revealed through our sagas, through our understanding. And that's what Rashi means, Kechaloise Ladabirito, that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe the Torah, so he chazered with him. Chalos ladaber ito, shacharei sheshama. Moshe, atorim, b'akadosh baruch hu, chazer ito yachad. Lashon Rashi over there on that pasuk, melamed she'a Moshe shomem mipi gvur, v'chozem v'shomes halacha shneim yachad. They would learn it, they'd learn it together, after he taught them the halacha. So the emphasis on learning together shows that the purpose is not to explain more to Moshe. It's yachad. There has to be this unity between the giver of the Torah and the Makabal HaTorah through their give and take. And this limud of yachad was said b'misuyim in relationship to the luchos. But who it says there's shavus heim, half ben adam lachaver, half ben adam lamakom. There's a shivyon between the Noisein and the Makabal, the Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Lachavera. So Moshe was posel Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishanim. These Luchos are B'chakika, they're engraved. They're not written on top of something. They're Minei Ubei, inside the, they're engraved in the Luchos. The Ksiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says, P'solucha Shai Mitoch O'ala. In other words, it was with, from within Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. In this hidden place, lefnayu lefnim, like the Kodesh Kadoshim, like the Shashuim that's lifnei Briyas Olam, like this pleasure of Hashem that precedes the world. In other words, it's a much deeper level, a much higher level. Misoich Olo, from within the tent of Moshe, b'chinas Shashuim shelifnei Briyas Olam, b'chinas Kodesh Hakadoshim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to do that, even though it was an avoda, and a king doesn't do work, but that Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to do. Because when you're in the world of Shashuim, the Lilmud and the Lasus is one, Minei Ubei, just like the Chakika's Minei Ubei in the engraving. Therefore, here also, the Lilmud and the Lasus are one in the world of Shashuim. They're not two separate things, so Mamela, you're allowed to have the Lasus also. It's included in the Lilmud. And that's what Rashi says, means when he says that Moshe Rabbeinu got rich. He got rich in Torah. The Yagi and the Pilpul and this Darga, that's where you get the Ashiris in Torah. If you learn Torah b'chinas shashuim, you have tremendous giluyim in Torah. Tremendous revelation. That's the wealth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not that he got rich, he can invest in property in Montana. And within all of this, we have the giluy of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachum. And the chiddush is that there's no bakosha and a miluy of a bakosha. Just the haskaras shvachim brings to Enon Chozos Reikon by mentioning Hashem's praise. It's not going to be answered, the answer is not going to come back empty. They're going to be answered. In other words, the Ratzon to Am Yisrael is a given. It's there. And even without tefillah, just mentioning these shvachim is ma'ariv l'chadhu, this unity, the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And therefore, en nechozes reikam. That's what we say in Slichus, k'mo shadat alanav mikeden. Like you told the humble one earlier. Now, what's the mikeden? Mikeden is a remez to this lefnayu lefnim, before it even came down to the world. So we have this love of Hashem for Am Yisrael, even from before Machshev of Am Yisrael was koydim lebriyas ha'olam. So therefore, we arouse these yud gimel mitzvos rachamim, and meila kadosh baruch hu is rachamim. You don't even ask him anything. You just mention the praises, because this is symbolizes the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So we see that the line in the parasha that unites the inyanim is the chadhu. That's the common denominator. That's the inyan of the luchos is the chadhu. That's the inyan of the yud gimel mitzvos rachamim, it's the chadhu. When we learn Torah, b'chinas shashuim, so we become chad with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he learned the Torah. And Ramele Yir Gimel Midas Rachamim also, it's the same idea. We mention the Rachamim of Hashem, and Ramele it's Mesorah on Kal Yisrael, to whom he has a special bris that precedes the world even, this connection to Kal Yisrael. There are also Yir Gimel Midas Shatari Nidreshes Behem, besides Yir Gimel Midas Rachamim. And through them we have a kiyum of psalacha, that's the Igiyah and the Amelis and Torah, ois hakin avonim, psalacha, to carve out avonim, that's the toil in Torah. So yud gimel midas ha-Torah and dereshes bam correspond to yud gimel midas ha-rachamim. And that's how you clarify Torah, through the Igiyah of psalacha. And that's the tainug and the chadhu between the brains of the Jewish people, the minds of the Jewish people in the Torah. And if in the Luchas HaBris we have the Chadu between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah, in Torah Shabbat Peh we have the Chadu between Yisrael and the Torah. Roba Shemaim hi la'achro is through the Chachma Yisrael. The Bris Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim was given together with the Bris HaTorah of the Luchas Shnius. Like it says, Ki al pi advarim ela karati itcha Bris, Shemos 34:27. And that Bris, Chazal tell us, given 60b is Torah Shabbat Peh. Because through this chadhu of the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misratze, is appeased in his mochel, the Jewish people. So the bris of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachem, which brings this mechila, was given together with the bris of the Torah. The bris of the Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh, Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ha'ela, and that's what it says about the Luchos Shnius, Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ha'ela Karati Itcha Bris, is Torah Shebaal Peh. So we have this bris between us, ourselves, and Torah Shebaal Peh. And Mela, this brings to the Mechila of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. We also have a revelation of the Koach Chachmei Torah Shebaal Peh, that their das is mechuvin to the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishmos Daitam Nitna Lenu Torah, famous Ramban. After immediately preceding the Vayitian Es Moshe, etc., Shnei Luchos Eidus, we have the Parash of Shabbos. Shemra b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos, last is a Shabbos to Reisim. The question is, the Musag of Shmira is Shaykh to what already exists, and Lassos is to what doesn't yet exist. This is Sheva al Taisis, Shmira, and Asiyas Kum Vaaseh. So what's this for Shemra and Lassos? So here we come back to the same domain of Bris Oilam, the Doroisim Bris Oilam, the connection to the Yotzer Oilam. And Shabbos, a Jewish person feels in his soul, the Tachas Bria Shemaim Ba'aretz, the Machshava Shekadma La'olam. Like it says, Soif Maisa, the end Shabbos is B'machshava Tchila. By being Shemir Shabbos and distancing himself from the Olam Achol, he's Misyached, Misached, Misatzem, he's uniting, He's forging a unity with the Tachlis Havayasa, with the purpose of his being. He's Misanig al Etzem Itziyusa. He has pleasure with his very existence, and he tastes the positive Tam Chiyuvi, the positive taste. Just like the Shashuim, the Tanugim are called Maisa Elokim, like we saw before. That the Luchos are Maisa Elokim. Either that Bechvodo Asan, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Bechinas Hu Levado, that's Shashua. And that's like the second parashat Rashi called Shashua Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbi Torah. So that's a positive taste. That's a Maisa Elokim, which is Asiya, which is Chiyuvi, which is active. So, Musage HaKara V'Asiya Metachadim Hem, the concepts of recognition and doing become one. And so in Shomer Shabbos, he feels his Atzmius. He tastes the Metzius of himself. Shabbos Mein Olam Haba, the Mocha L'Kabal Schara. And the Tanugim are the Shashuim of Kadosh Baruch Hu in Torah V'Yisrael. Here a person feels the Ichud between the Kum V'Aseh and the Sheva Al Taisa. When he's Moshech Yadov, when he draws his hand back from being Oisek Ben Yonei Chol, on Shabbos, so he tastes that the tachlis of his mitzvahs. He tastes these, the shashuim of the Bria. The Olam Haba, the Mocher LeKabel Scharim. What's the Mocher LeKabel Scharim? That's Hashem's shashuim. That's Hashem's tainug that he has with the Torah and with Klal Yisrael. So by not doing on Shabbos, we taste that ultimate schar, which is Bechinas Asiya. What's the Asiya? The Asiya is the Luchos Maisa Elokim. The Asiya of the Luchos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechinas Levado. Again, the Levado of Hashem is Shashuim. And like the second parish in Rashi, called Shashuim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah. That's his whole Maisa. So when we don't do on Shabbos, so we taste the doing on Shabbos, the Shashuim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Tachlis Maisa Bereishis. What's Tachlis Maisa Bereishis? Shabbos, the Schar that Hashem is going to give us, the active Schar, the active Shashuim. We achieve that by not doing on Shabbos, by not doing on Shabbos, and we bring Shabbos into our Metzius. So we also taste the reward Hashem is going to give us. Hashemer Shabbos Margish Atzmiyusa V'Toy Metzius Atzmo Mamish. That's what the pleasure of the world to come is. Feeling your Atzmi is feeling alive, because the only life is God. And when you're uniting with Hashem, so then it's the greatest pleasure possible. You feel how your Atzmius becomes one with Hashem. That's what happens when you keep Shabbos. That's why the Sheva Taisa and the Kum V'Aseh come together. Maharal already writes in the Gur Aryeh, Bamidbar Tesvav Lamed Beis, that Yom HaShvi isn't called Shabbos until the Jewish people rested. Shabbos is called Al Shem Shiyisrael Shoifsimba. And that's connected to the fact that Shabbos is the Briyas Ha'olam of Matan Schar, as the Rosh Yeshiva writes in Pachad Yitzchak and Shabbos Maimer Gimel. So there has to be somebody who's going to receive the Schar. And that's the Jewish people. Like the Python says in the Seder Avod of Yom Kippur, even before Briyas Adam, Hechante Tabach Umasach V'Soid Ein. There's food to drink, there's food to eat and to drink, but there's nobody to eat it. So there has to be a Makabel Schar, and therefore there's a Tflut. There's a connection, the Maharal says, between Shiyom HaShvi isn't called Shabbos until the Jewish people rested so they can receive the Schar, because Shabbos is the Yom of Matan Schar, the Yom of Matan Shashuim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also revealed in this Shutafut Hadadit, this partnership is revealed on Yom Tov. Because there's no Kiddushas Yom Tov without Kiddush Beis Din. And also the Chol HaMoed, when Chachamim tell us what's Mutter and what's Aser. Maser Nakasib LaChachamim, even though it's Dairaisa. So that's being Samech and Das Chachmei Torah, that's the bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives us Chol HaMoed and we decide what the Torah meant. Because that's part of the Chadu. Kol Mevazis HaModos Kilu Ovi Avodazara, Rashi says, what's Mevazis HaModos Chol HaMoed? The Shari Tshuvit says, Shari Gimel Kuf Mem Vav. It's not misparish in the Torah explicitly, the Yisurim of Chol HaMoed. Only the Chachamim tell us. So if somebody's Mevazis HaModos, he shows that he isn't Machshav the Chachamim. As Hashem wants him to, that's Prikas Ola Torah. So Chol HaMoed is a expression of our bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that what the Chachamim say is what Hashem wants. It's the Chachamim who make their Makadish, the Rosh Chodesh, to make Yom Tov. And they also tell us what is Surim apply to Chol HaMoed. That's an expression of the Chadu between us and Hashem. And if somebody doesn't accept this, then it's the Kilu Avid of a Zara. He's serving someone else, not God, because to serve God means to be Mechabi the Moados, because the Moados is the expression of the Chadu between Chachmei Yisrael and Hashem. So that's the Mahalach of this Shir, is showing the bris between Hashem and the Jewish people. That Moshe Rabbeinu takes the luchos, he does a psalacha. That's the Yigiyon Torah. He has this Yigiyon Torah, and from that he gets rich. And this is the Torah mitoch olo, from this hidden place of the b'chinas shashuim of Kadosh Baruch Hu lifnei b'riyas olam. And on the luchos it says the luchos are ma'aseh Elokim b'chinas asiyah. That this asiyah is the shashuim of Hashem. And on Shabbos, when we're Moshech Yadenu Mimalacha, we don't do Malacha, we connect to this Bechinas Asiyah, which precedes Briyas HaOlam, where HaKadosh Baruch already had Klal Yisrael in mind. The Luchas are called Luchas HaBris, that he taught Moshe and he chazed with him. That's the Bechin of Yachad, again, being one with Hashem. Hashem Shashuim that precede the Briyas HaOlam. And that connects the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. They're not Choyzer Reikam, because we have this Chadu. All you have to do is mention them, and that's Ma'or, the bris between us and Hashem. That's Lefnei Yerida Lo'olam. That's what we're connecting to. B'Sham Reneisel Shabbos Lasser Shabbos Rosam, but being Shomer, we come to the Bechin of Asiya, of Hashem Shashuim, of Sof Maisa B'machshava Tchila. Maisa Shabbos and Maisa. So by keeping Shabbos, you connect to the original thought of Hashem to create the Jewish people and give us His Shashuim. Shabbos is Bechinas Hashem's Shashuim, because Shabbos is the Yom Matan Schar. When He created Shabbos, He created the Schar of Olam Haba. So by keeping Shabbos, you're bringing about this Asiyah of free Briyas HaOlam when Hashem created the Olam Haschar. And that connects Dafka to Chol HaMoed, which is also an expression of the Chadu, of the oneness between us and Hashem. Because the Chachmei Yisrael decide what Hashem. What Hashem answers on Chol HaMoed and what He doesn't. You're Samech Al Daitam, but a person who doesn't is Kilu Ovid B'Zara. He's serving another God, a God who doesn't, isn't Samech Al Das Chachmei Yisrael. That such a person doesn't believe in the Chadu. But Dvorim Me'irim Kasapirim, Baruch Hashem. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.